come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody, live and in living color, coming to you from Tour de Pizza, as we do each and every Wednesday afternoon. Kind of some pretty cool stuff today.
It is awesome stuff today.
Well, see, you don't know who's coming up first.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I know we have some guests here in the studio.
We do have guests.
And I may even go jump and do another workout here real quick.
How'd you feel? Did you feel good?
Well, we'll get to that.
We will.
You know,
we got plenty of time. We got 2 hours to talk about the GMAT Street System.
A lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about the Bucks last week. We're going to talk about the Rays last night. We're going to talk about the Lightning. Lord Stanley was at the game on Sunday.
I used the popcorn holding device.
It was pretty cool. I don't know if you saw it.
Pretty cool to see the cup in the Raymond James Stadium. Back home where it belongs in Tampa Bay.
Can the Rays continue? And if the Rays do what they're supposed to do, how much pressure is that now on the Bucks?
Oh, that would be all the pressure, because they don't complete the Triple Crown.
Not that Tom Brady is not used to pressure.
It's true. That's what he does. He lives in pressure.
See, he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Month.
They should just call him the Diamond, because he's like, he lives under pressure. He thrives in it.
Great story. I don't know if you heard about it, but so the cup is in a suite at the game.
Yes.
This is alleged, because I didn't hear this directly from the source, blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
So just to cover. So, and this kind of throws me, but at the stadium, not that I would know, because I've still yet to get out there, you're not allowed to walk around, you know, in the suites and all that kind of stuff. So the boys, you know, in hockey, the players are always called the boys. I don't know if you saw like the parade, and one of the players thanked the governor for opening the bars so all the boys can continue to drink. So they always call, you know, the boys.
All right.
So all the boys are in one of the suites.
Okay.
And I guess a message came down that the Glaziers would like to come down and see the cup.
Oh.
And are you okay with that? Well, of course.
They have to.
Sure, right? Then word came down from another suite that the Brady boys, not the Brady Bunch, but the Brady boys, would love to see the cup because they're big hockey players.
Okay.
The guys, the Lightning, went to Tom Brady's suite. The people in Tom Brady's suite didn't come down to the Lightning. All right, so they all go down there, and, you know, the kids are in the suite, and they're taking pictures with the cup, and everything is cool. When finally one of the players, the light bulb went on and said, "What are we doing? Giselle is here. Let's get some pictures with Giselle."
Oh.
So then they took pictures with her and, you know, the whole nine yards. And the cup went on the field after the game, and more players have tested positive. Some of the Titans, obviously Cam. How about the newest conspiracy? And we are waiting for this first interview. It should be coming
in. The conspiracy is in, like, they canceled the game on Sunday, but Monday was okay to play?
Not just that, but the conspiracy that the NFL gave COVID-19 to Cam because they didn't want Cam to go and beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, like why would they do that?
Because
why would anyone do that?
Because you can't have Mahomes, you know, losing.
It's a golden child.
That's what I'm saying. That's that's another one of the newest conspiracies, which is obviously stupid and not true. And
man, wow. Did you speaking of the Triple Crown? Did you watch the Preakness?
No.
The Swiss skydiver emerges from the Preakness win in good order.
Like you said about the Lightning and the asterisk, is it going to be the same, you know, with that, with the Triple Crown? Is it going to be the same with the Rays and the Yankees? And how ironic that it's down to the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, the greatest franchise of all baseball.
And the hatred between the two teams.
It's crazy.
That's what I love.
You love it.
Just the absolute hatred.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I got you a 2008 commemorative Tampa Bay Ray World Series appearance photograph right behind your right ear.
Okay, well, first of all, that's not correct. That's not what this is.
That's an appearance.
I'm telling you, that's not what this is.
They didn't win it.
Would you like me to explain the
Please
photo?
Please explain it.
Since you are wrong in the photo.
It says World Series.
What this is, it's a photo of your World Series champion, Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, because you're from the city of brotherly love.
I was rooting for the Phillies against the Rays.
That's most of the people in the Trop root against the Rays.
No, they're the World Series-wise, even though, you know, game one, they couldn't give away tickets.
Really?
Yeah. They couldn't give away tickets.
They couldn't fill the stadium?
They couldn't.
For a World Series game?
Yep.
What's wrong with this city?
Shane Victorino and the Phils came in and did what needed to be done.
I seen that jersey on your man cave. Hey,
don't talk about my man cave.
I mean, your storage locker.
Yeah, the storage unit.
I mean, the place where no one's allowed to go.
That's the storage
unit. But I've seen it with my own eyes.
Well, there are certain people, you know, that are definitely allowed to do that. So, running a little late, but scheduled to come on is Kim Green, who runs the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
Wow.
You know what
happened
today?
Are we going to have a media day? Are we going to have another media cart challenge?
I don't think, and I don't think I want to, because I can't rely on you to come through in two races in 1 year.
Well, I got the fastest lap, and that's my trophy on the left side. And then the team championship trophy is on the left side. And we clean sweep that thing. I mean, as far as go-karting and competitiveness, is there anybody more competitive than me in a go-kart?
I don't know. I'm the one that wrecked the mayor.
you.
and I'm the one. Was it Bay News 9 that I took out?
You did take out.
Yeah,
when
she tried to cheat.
You, Victoria, was it Virginia? Know. Virginia Johnson.
That is who it was.
You wiped her out.
I did.
But look, if I can deliver pizzas, I can surely win a go-kart race. That's the way I look at it.
So, earlier today, they started laying the track down.
Okay.
Because the race is on the 23rd. It's the 23rd through the 25th.
Wow.
So I was going to use this line when Kim comes on, and I may if I even remember it. So I'm going to say it now because I'll probably forget.
Right.
The only good thing, and you know, are you a glass half full or a glass half empty?
It's always half full.
Okay. Typically, I'm half empty.
Okay.
We know that.
Yeah.
I'm Daddy Downer.
I
get it. It's half full on this. And you know why? Because where were we when COVID first hit?
Oh, we were there.
We were at the race.
And the mayor was downplaying, like, this is stupid. This is ridiculous. Like, everybody go back to normal. And, yeah, he was first one vocally, just like, thought it was absurd that we were shutting down government and businesses.
So the glass half full basically means we missed the race back in March.
Yes.
But now we get it in 2 weeks.
Sweet.
So if they would have had the race, we wouldn't have this to look forward to. Now we can look forward to the race in 2 weeks. We'll be out there. We'll be on the track. We'll be walking through the pits. Fans can get tickets. If you have tickets, they'll be honored in 2 weeks, the 23rd through the 25th.
And I'm wondering if the weather will play a factor. Like, you know, will it be a better fan experience for those that are able to attend, that they could watch it in this climate in the end of October as opposed to like April?
Because April, it's, what, 87, and now it's 88?
86.
So,
86.
Right, it's a difference of one degree.
1 degree makes a big deal in Florida. But you know, it's more about the humidity. So it's not the temperature so much as the humidity. So I wonder if it will be a better fan experience later in the year. And if it is, I wonder if they would consider changing the rotation of the schedule to do it later in October, November, when you have all the snowbirds, when you have all the extra tourism from Canada.
I am going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, and I'll tell you why. It was the opening of the series.
Well, I know it's the opening.
Right. So you don't want to. I mean, if you're race three, maybe let's look into that. But when you open the series up, I would say no. It's like the Daytona 500. I mean, that's the granddaddy, right? That's the big race in NASCAR, and that's the opener.
Speaking of Daytona 500 NASCAR, got me a NASCAR tire over there. Miranda Harris.
How'd you pull that off?
Well, I found it over on the curb over there. Picked it up. And next time we get a race car driver in here, we're gonna let him sign it up. Like Chase Elliott. I looked up the photo. That's the same tire Chase Elliott has on his car.
I'm pretty sure they all use the same tire.
Then
that just blew your theory right out of the water.
They all use the same tire?
I believe they do.
How do they change them so fast?
Well, because it goes from one pit to the next, you know, and that's the advantage of having the first pit stall, which is typically your, the leader,
the pole position.
Well, be careful.
I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about race car driving.
So if you get the pole, you get first pick. Normally it's right there because you can take right off. So once they're done with the tire, they roll it back to the next.
It's like a big family. You get the hand-me-downs.
Exactly.
You know, so this hand-me-down NASCAR, was that a Goodyear Eagle? Next NASCAR guy to come in here, we're going to have him sign it up.
So you just found it on the street? And
found it on the street.
And you think it was race used?
It was told. I was told it was race used by the guy that gave it away. He said it was an actual NASCAR used tire. Doesn't have any tread on it, but it'd be great for a man cave. If anybody wants it, come get it. And I came and got it. So now, once they sign it, now I got value to it. What's one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I mean, that's definitely true. I mean, obviously, you can't say it's so-and-so's tire.
Once they sign it, it's theirs.
No, you could see what you have to say.
What's their names on it?
No.
Right now, it belongs to Mr. Goodyear.
What you say is a tire signed by Chase Elliott. You can't say Chase Elliott's tire.
Well, possession is 9/10 of the law, Mr. Harris.
So then it would be my knucklehead tire. Matt McClellan's tire.
Naked Pizza Man tire signed by Chase Elliott.
Signed by Chase Elliott.
And right. Aftershock's spokesman, who, you know, our headphone sponsors and great guys over at Aftershock. So, and I found I was at a bicycle shop this week getting my tires fixed on my bicycle, and they actually have the Aqua shocks that go underwater like they told us at the Golf Expo. So we got to reach out back out to our friends over there and see if they can ship us a couple pair of those Aqua headphones.
Are you done? Because you're really boring me. Are you done?
I just reminded you to get me a pair of those Aqua ones because they're really, really cool.
I'm going to pass.
I'll give you a tire for it.
The best part of this whole thing is we're one section down. So let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. or call them at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. I did forget, we started the show, and we forgot to mention Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen, legend.
God.
Dead at 65, throat cancer.
So we're going to go in and out of every break playing some Van Halen.
You got to.
We'll talk a little bit more about Eddie Van Halen.
Did you see him in concert? Did you see him?
I did not. There's some things we still need to talk about, but yeah. Like I did mention, today they started laying the track down.
Yes.
I mentioned to start the show the fact that is the glass half full or is it half empty?
Right.
Typically it's half empty. In this case, it's half full. We didn't get the race. You're right, when we won the media event, but we get the race now. And I'm so excited, and I'm so excited to welcome back to the program Mr. Kim Green, who is basically the guy who runs the show down there.
Sure.
For the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Kim, how are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, I'm just one of the integral cogs that helped put the whole thing together. We've got a great team. Maybe I get too much credit because I'm one of the owners, but we've got a great team of people that are putting the racetrack back together again.
Talk about, you know, what it took to be able to put it back up, you know, start to put it back up, get everything ready. I mean, it's something that you guys have done for so many years. I'm sure it's, you know, it's the same thing every year. But what did you have to go through to get the race back, you know, back here to end the season? Typically, it opens the season, but now it's going to end it.
Well, you know, it's been such a obviously a strange year for all of us, and everybody back in March when the race was cancelled felt like, you know what, this is in and out, we'll be back to normal life again in June, and as we now know, that's not the case. So a lot of it has been sort of trying to hold back as long as possible, putting solid plans together to make sure the uncertain world we live in didn't throw us into a curveball. In that time, we've had the chance to put on several races at our permanent racetrack in Ohio using a COVID-19 policy on bringing fans in and having a successful weekend. So that's helped us a lot. We were able to then present that plan to the city, and the city, city's been certainly very much behind trying to get the race rescheduled this year, and we found a window in October for IndyCar. It so happens it's the last race of the season, and it so happens the championship will come down to the last race. So everything's coming together well. We just need some beautiful sunshine for Florida in a couple of weeks.
You know, as a Floridian, yes, I was born in the Northeast in Philadelphia, and I always say I'm born in Philadelphia, but grew up my whole life in St. Pete and in the state of Florida. Florida and the governor here has tried to open it up and tried to open up for fans, where there's so many sports that is still going, but it's no fans, where this is the opportunity that some fans, and I don't know what the percentage is, and I wanted to ask you that, where fans will be able to attend and enjoy it in person and not just on TV.
Well, we have approved for 20,000 fans, which is about probably, I'm guessing, about one third of a daily of maybe our biggest day, the Sunday. So that's 20,000 per day. There's certainly a lot of pre-sold tickets out there, which we will honour, those that want to attend. I think we'll have some tickets to sell, maybe not a lot. As quite a few people are not here in October, they're here in March, and so they've deferred to attend the race next March. And in some cases, some major corporations that had suites for the March race, they're still under travel restrictions. So it'll be a smaller crowd, still great racing with the IndyCar series, two of the Road to Indy series. We're bringing the Mazda MX-5 Cup, which is the Mazda Miatas, and they put on a great show. Plus, we have the Porsche GT3 Spec Series racing. So there's a lot to see over the 3 days.
And, Matt, as you know, we're very interested in the Porsche series, as my title sponsor, which is also my younger brother, sponsors one of the cars in that series, the Staff Zone number 18 car, driven by, I already forgot its name.
The driver.
Yeah, the driver. It's my brother's best friend, and I can't think of his name right now. It's just a block. Will all the same races that were scheduled to be in March go off on the 23rd through the 25th? Richard Edge is his
name. Richard Edge.
Not quite. The sports car series called SRO, or which used to be the Pirelli World Challenge, their season is already finished. And the Indy Lights series did not run a season this year. So we've got the USF 2000, the Pro 2000 series, the Porsche GT3 Cup, and we've added the Mazda MX-5 series and the IndyCar series for their final race of the year. It'll be pretty well full action each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think I haven't seen the final entry list for the IndyCar race, but Sebastian Bourdais is the local driver's back in the number 14 AJ Foyt car. There's a rumor that a very young superstar driver from New Zealand who has won a couple of supercar championships in Australia and New Zealand, he's going to come over and drive one of Roger Penske's cars. So I think we're going to have at least 24, maybe 25 entries. And, you know, if you've watched any of the IndyCar series this year, it is super competitive, and we should have a great show.
Before I let you go, you know, we talked briefly about tickets. Obviously, a lower attendance will be permitted because of COVID. How will fans know, and you know, if there are tickets, if they can go to the website and purchase, or do they go to the website, and if they're able to purchase it, that means that they're still available?
We will be announcing very shortly, so hopefully within the next week, what is available, and it'll be an online sale. And I do believe we have some VIP individual suite tickets, which is, we call that the VIP club, and that's a 3-day all-inclusive VIP suite at the top of the grandstand, includes food and beverage. We have some of those available for sale, I know for certain. And then we're just sort of finishing up we're doing some social distancing within the grandstand. We've actually made a couple of grandstands bigger so we can do that, and then we'll know what we've got left for sale, and hopefully in the next week We'll put that out on the airwaves.
And hopefully we can get you or somebody else from the organization on next week when you're able to release that. Like I said, the glass is half full, not half empty. The race is going on a couple months after it was scheduled, but we're looking forward to it October 23rd through the 25th. Kim, thank you very much for your time as always, and let's talk again real soon.
Great. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. That is Kim Green. Basically runs, owns, and runs the promotion that's bringing back the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. And I still want to complete the Quinella.
What's that?
I told you the Quinella.
No.
So early race, when this race was before the Firestone, I remember what it was called. But we took a photo.
Honda Grand Prix, maybe?
This was like season one or season two of it. And we have a photo of Sean, who's now 34. I believe he's 4 in the photo.
Right.
So the photo, and it is autographed by legendary American hero Bruce Jenner. So I told you, I want to get the photo now signed by Caitlyn Jenner, and then I can have it signed by Bruce and Caitlyn.
The greatest athlete of all athletes.
Well, he was.
Until.
No, he was. It doesn't change. He was.
He was.
She's not.
The GOAT. He was the GOAT.
He was the greatest athlete of that time. Of that time. Because that's what a decathloner is.
You know who might beat him in today's world?
I don't know if you're being serious or if you're...
The American Ninja Warrior, Mack Roche.
We're going to get to him.
I would like to see those guys square off back in the day.
Oh, with against Bruce, not what's
not
her name?
Not Caitlin. No. But I bet Caitlin can still throw down.
I know she plays golf really well.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk some American Ninja Warrior, which we happened to watch last night. I thought the debate was last night, so okay. I was watching Ninja Warrior. I was refusing to even change the channel. So we'll talk to Matt, and I know we have some other guests here that we're going to get to,
yeah.
As well as at the bottom of the next hour, so about an hour and 5 minutes from now,
okay.
The return of the Platinum one.
Oh, Mike Perry, welcome back.
Mike Perry returns.
I want to buy his corner. I want to be in.
Do you have 20 grand?
I'm going to start a GoFundMe page during the break.
Now you do that, and I'm going to over under what you'll raise. I'm going to say over under $1.50.
Help the Naked Pizza Man be the third corner for Mike Perry.
You got to pay your way there.
He needs my advice.
No, he just wants the money. He doesn't need your advice because he's already said he doesn't listen to his corner. You're just there to be there.
But he broke the mold last time by having his corner be his pregnant girlfriend at the time, unknown to the world. So he had two in his corner last time. And here he goes for the three-peat.
Only you would say that. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I do have a couple bitches I'm going to talk about when we return as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right. Little Eddie Van Halen, little Van Halen music there. We'll go in and out of every break until the end of the show.
2020 is just surreal.
It's just crazy.
It just doesn't seem real.
And Jay Johnstone, we talked about him last week. Yeah. It's just
Bob
it's,
Gibson.
It's scary. Lou Brock. I took my Lou Brock 118 Converse out of my storage unit.
Yes,
I had to take a look at those.
Of course.
A couple real quick things that I want to get off my chest before we welcome our second guest, first in studio. Second
Hopefully,
guest
we can get him out of the rafters. The guy keeps climbing on stuff.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do.
That's what he does.
All right, so. I need to buy a couple more vans.
Yes. Right?
So I'm buying a van yesterday for a particular location for Staff Zone.
Yep.
And as you know, let's role play again like we normally
sure.
do. Okay? Bring.
Oh, thanks for calling used cars. Newer used, please.
That's not how they answer.
Oh, thanks for calling blah, blah, blah Chevy.
Used cars, please.
Newer used.
Used cars, please.
Sure. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, those new used cars.
They don't say that. Normally they say, this is Bob. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Bob, who I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Is this newer? No, I go with used car sales, please.
This is used cars.
I'm looking for blah, 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 blah. I'm looking for a white 15-passenger van.
Yes, sir. How many would you like?
Well, I need the three of them, but let's start with one.
Okay.
I need the year, miles, and cheapest out-the-door quote.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Sure. Send me your email. I'll get it right over to you, sir.
I'll take it from here. Okay?
Okay.
So we negotiate back and forth. We get the price. Perfect. I call corporate. Everything's set. I have the credit card for the deposit. We're all set. I email them back. I said, all right, even though I've already talked to corporate. I said, all right, now what I need is it in writing so that I can then go to corporate to get this approved.
Sure.
You know, and I play the bad guy and whatever. And it has to state on the buyer's order, no logos, no stickers, because I will not purchase any van that has your logo from your establishment. And some people have a problem with it. Most don't. And I said, take it off or we're not buying it. Second, it needs to say 15-passenger. 15-passenger? Yeah, it needs to say 15-passenger van. Oh, this is a 12.
Well, so why is it so hard to buy a 15-passenger van? Is it because, like, in some of them, they have a fold-down bench seat option that becomes extra storage in the back, and it's only 12, or it collapses down to it?
Well, it's not that it collapses. It's a fourth row.
Okay.
So the 12-passenger doesn't have that last back row.
Gotcha.
And people use it for storage or, you know, like a lot of rent-a-cars use it, you know, because you can throw storage back there. Well, we need the 15.
The actual fourth row.
Right.
Because transported people.
It can't tell you how many times. Well, it was a 15. I don't care what it was. Unbelievable.
Try to get it in writing.
So that's number one. My contractor was scheduled to come out yesterday.
Okay.
To start construction in the back and, you know, whatever, whatever. So they were supposed to call to confirm last week, which they didn't. They were supposed to call Monday, which they didn't. All the material was dropped. I finally get a call later Monday afternoon that the workers will be there Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Okay. I get a call at 3:15 yesterday that they're not coming today.
Oh.
Now, because of FCC, I won't tell you what I said, but it goes with no kidding. Unbelievable. I'm like, and there's a reason you didn't call me at 7:15 instead of 3:15 to tell me this?
You know, it's one of those courtesy things. And I think during this pandemic, construction workers have been so busy.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know, they don't even take the time to drive across to give estimates anymore. Yep. If it's not worth their time.
Yep.
Because they're so busy with their workload. People have been sitting confined in their homes. They're like, you know what? that wall needs to come down. Uh-huh. I need to add this. I want to add some square footage over there.
That's true.
I'm going to paint my house. I'm going to redo my roof. Yep. So I think the
expendable cash has been around. So where people have not been able to travel, not been able to go to concerts.
Sure.
And, you know, the money that we had invested on, what was the concert I was going to at Tampa Stadium?
Guns N' Roses. Of course.
It was like 20 grand.
Yeah.
So whoever bought those tickets now has 20 grand to spend on whatever. So no, I get it. My third question, and then we'll get to the guest, I promise. And he happens to be on Fight Pass right now.
Chael Sonnen.
This is a Chael Sonnen. This is a question for you.
Be careful. That's our boy. And he's not a bad guy, Inc. I mean, he's a good dude.
I love Chael.
Chael's the best.
I love Chael.
When he did our show at the Super Bowl on Media Row, he was awesome.
Chael is a good
rock star.
So I saw this on Facebook, and it went back to The Ultimate Fighter when Chael and Vandalay were the coaches.
Okay.
You know how much they hated each other.
Hated him.
And Vandalay chased him down at some events and whatever, whatever. I didn't see this, or like everything in my life, if I don't remember. So they're at the cage. They're getting ready to weigh in for The Ultimate Fighter. Vandalay and Chael are going back and forth. And Chael's like, why can't we just have a conversation? You know, Chael's all low-key. And Vandalay is losing his mind. He spit on him or spit towards him. And Chael just, now again, reality TV, and we'll talk to Matt about reality TV. But then they square up. Chael shoves Vandalay. Now, Vandalay got into his space a couple times.
Okay.
Chael shoves him, squares off. Chael takes him right to the ground. And a little melee breaks out.
Right.
Then it goes to a couple other scenes. And then one of Chael's corners, you know, his coaches, tells him, you know, one of the coaches hit you three times.
One of
Vandalay's coaches hit him and this
in.
Little jumped in.
Right.
And Chael's like, I wondered how I kept getting hit when I had both of Vandalay's arms. It didn't make sense. My question to you.
Yes.
And try to be serious.
I'm 100%.
Was that low of the coach?
Of course. Yeah, but that's below the belt.
A street fight's one thing. This is, and again, now we don't know, but it didn't seem like it was scripted, but yeah.
But you also have teams and you're trying to back your boy. So if it's a fight and your job is to protect your friend, I can see where, like, there
really
are no rules.
But do you really need to protect Vandalay?
I mean, he is the axe murderer.
You know what I mean? Do you really need to protect Chael? I'm just saying, go in and pull everybody else off and, you know, stop the fight.
But how much of that was, like, scripted for the TV show and amped up, and how much of it was real? Because if it was a real thing, you know, the coach is going to have to deal with his own repercussions at some other point.
You would have thought Dana would have walked in instantly. Like, Dana wasn't even there, and he gets in a helicopter and flies over to the Ultimate Fighter arena to fire the coach.
Now, my question to you is, spitting in the face is disrespectful.
Yeah.
But which is more disrespectful, spitting in the face of your opponent or someone you hate, or humping an opponent after you beat them in the octagon like Israel Adesanya did to Paulo Costa?
Both. And we'll get to that. Let's don't be rude.
No, I'm just saying. Well, if we can get him off the rat, this guy is like, first off, we don't even know where he is. He's like a real-life ninja. You know, ninjas can't be seen unless they're Mac Roche. And here he is. Welcome to Knockout Radio, Mac. In town doing the media tour. Welcome back.
Was that you running up and down the street and stuff, or were you in a car?
Of course, that's me.
That's you. So we were talking about reality TV, so tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, can I first say thank you, guys. You guys are legends. My heart is racing just being your presence, man. I've been surrounded by amazing people with you guys.
All right, do me a favor. Don't ever call Matt a legend.
Yes, you can.
His
trophies are sitting right behind us.
The trophies are behind us.
You know?
He buys them. He doesn't really earn them.
My mom made them.
Well, my heart is also racing because of that really kick-butt workout. I'm in my workout clothes, you know. Got my workout in with you earlier, and
I really talked about it yet. It was cool.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that. But first, let everybody know a little bit about you.
All right. So, como esta? The reason why I say that is I just got back from Dominican Republic on a special season of Exathlon. Exathlon is a show on Telemundo every night at 7 p.m., except for Saturdays. The reason why I was there is because they had a special, it's like Ninja Warrior, from COVID. There are some players that got COVID. So they had to shut down those players and isolate them, and they had to call in backup. Guess who they called? The Gringo.
The Mac Roche, the king of obstacles. You can follow him at Mac Roche, K King of Obstacles on Instagram.
Oh, thank
so
you.
It is American Ninja Warrior, or it's like American Ninja Warrior?
All right. So, you know, we all got our funky nicknames here from Ninja Warrior, from all of these places in life. And the Ninja Warrior opportunity came up to me a few years ago, 2016. And I'm like, man, I don't want to just be someone that comes and goes on this thing. So I got a nickname, King of Obstacles. It was given to me. I hired somebody to help me out, make some T-shirts, get on the show, have the whole gimmick. Ended up doing really well. Got back on the show for a second time. Invited to another show that they did. Won that show. And now, because of being on Ninja Warrior, I get on this other show in the Dominican with the Spanish community, Exceptlon, and they give me the nickname The Machine. So they call me The Machine and the King of Obstacles now.
What was the hardest obstacle for you?
In Exceptlon, it would be the language barrier. I speak English and not Spanish yet. I'm learning, but it's an all-Spanish show. It's on Telemundo, so they wanted that as a, you know, that challenge. And I had no idea what I was getting to. I had no idea how hard that was going to be, not knowing, hey, what's the rules here? Right. You know, what am I supposed to do? Oh, we'll get you a translator.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So it was, and I won't say his name because he'll come down and hunt me down, but it was like Anderson Silva's translator. Who never translated the
truth. Oh, yeah, and it was never right.
Right.
Yeah, he always just translated whatever he wanted
whatever
to say.
Whatever he wanted to say. Not, and that's true. You know, he translated to say what he wanted, not what Anderson just said.
Correct. And they said, hey, we need you to repeat this. What does it mean? Just say this in Spanish. I'm like, I'm not understanding, but I'm here to do a job. You hired me. I signed the contract. Deal. Whatever you guys even say. Thank God I made myself look good, or they made me look good. God made me look good. This is God's plan, and I'm happy with it.
Well, thank God they gave you a great nickname, because then you have – it's easier to accept. As Rashad Evans on The Ultimate Fighter gave your boy, Marcus Jones, the nickname the Big Baby.
Oh.
And then it did not go over well for a very, very long time.
It really didn't bother Marcus, because in actuality, Marcus Jones is a big baby, and meaning that he's sensitive. You know, this is a guy that's six whatever. He was a defensive lineman. I think I started to tell you about him. Defensive lineman, number one draft pick with the Bucks, and then went into the MMA world. And he was sensitive. You know, when people got picked on, he came to their defense.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't make him a crybaby.
No.
It just made him, you know, tenderhearted.
But the nicknames are often given, and then they stick.
You know? They have to be given.
And at the end of the Super Bowl, Dana White said that Randy Harris, my boss, was the OG of the UFC, that he had been following the sport since the inception, that he was the OG.
Rightful name given.
Given name. And earned.
And here's the thing about that, and I think it's pretty funny. After he left, we went to a commercial. I had to ask Matt what OG stood for.
Right. Original gangster.
I didn't know.
Yep.
Original gangster.
Like, what did he just call me?
Original gangster.
What does that even mean? So you mentioned a couple of the guys that I happen to have watched last night. Do you guys all stay in contact? Do you all work out together?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say there's only about a week left on Telemundo at 7 p.m. And a buddy of mine, Nate, Illuminate, is a nickname.
Nice. Illuminate. Light it up.
Yeah. He's got a couple nicknames. He's actually on the show as we speak in the Dominican Republic, in the tropics, in the heat, with the elements, not knowing Spanish. So I'm rooting for him. I'm going to be watching him. Also, last night, we were all watching Ninja Warrior. My buddy Joe Morawski, you know, we don't stay in too much of contact because they're across the other side of the world, you know. But through social media, follow him at Joe Morawski. Me and Mac Rush, we keep in contact. We share our content of what we do best, which is the obstacles. Joe just got an 18-foot wall, got $10,000 for that thing.
Wow.
And that is the hardest thing, I think, in Ninja Warrior, is that 18-foot wall.
Really? Out of all the obstacles?
The dilemma last night, Matt, and I don't know if you watched it, but now what they've added, it's new. I think this is the first season they've done it, that you have to qualify to move on.
Okay.
So what they've decided to do, and I really do like this, the two fastest times then have like a runoff, and it's crazy what they have to do. It's like three things within a minute. You know, I can't describe, you know, what the obstacles are, but then whoever wins that race can bring back their fallen teammates. So if they fell in, you know, obstacle two or three. So the weatherman,
his nickname.
Right. His dilemma was, and again, it's reality TV. They already know all this stuff. But all he talked about was the 18-foot wall, and he's going to get the 18-foot wall. And he failed the 18-foot wall the last three seasons, and he's going to get the 18-foot wall. Then when it came time to it, he needs to get in the top two to bring his two teammates who both fell.
Oh.
The dilemma is, does he go for the record to bring his two teammates back, or does he go for the 18-foot wall?
To get the cash.
To get the cash. Now, he could go up the 18-foot wall and qualify second if he goes fast enough. But if he doesn't get up the 18-foot wall, then he has to go up the 10-foot wall, and the chance of him being in the top two is probably nil.
So this is still an individual sport, even though you have teammates.
Right.
But unlike the other competition you were on, you won a competition with teammate of four, right?
Correct.
What was that series? What was the name of that
show?
The
Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge, which is more of like an outdoor, mudsy, dirty kind of obstacle
course. Isn't that the one where you stand on each other's shoulders to get over the wall? Yeah, I watched that.
Yes.
So you won that competition.
Right. Team.
So it did matter about bringing your team. You had to do it as a team. But in this situation, what would you do, Mac? If you were the weatherman.
First of all, I'm going to answer for you. I hate hypothetical questions.
Why?
I
mean,
because I hate them. Because whatever you're going to say, you don't really know until you're put into that circumstance.
Okay. That's true. That's like asking questions of oncoming guests. Like, what's question number one?
Right.
I don't know what your answer is, so I can't ask number two.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can answer it if you want.
Well, there's another nickname of, I was just thinking of Nate, and all of the nicknames are so amazing. You got King of Obstacles. You got No Limits Nate. You've got the Weatherman. Like, who controls these people? You know, nobody can stop them. No obstacles. You got Jesse Graff, the Super Wonder Woman. I mean, there's no limit to what we can do. So when we're out there and we've got an obstacle like that, we get behind each other. We're not against each other. You know, we're like,
I have noticed
you can
that.
Do that.
How do I get the Naked Pizza Man on there? I want to go on there.
First
as
of
a
all,
Naked Gladiator.
First of all,
Pizza Gladiator.
Chuckles. We just talked about that you can't give yourself a nickname.
Well, the Nicky Pizza Man was given to me by.
No, wasn't.
Well, we're getting off track. You're gonna have your time to shine. Trust me.
Will you
answer that question? Because I don't want to answer. I want to hear your answer.
Of what?
The last question we didn't answer.
Well, again, it's difficult to answer because, and I've always said it, until you're put into that circumstance, you can say anything. You know, you could say, and we just met, so I'm not trying to offend you. You could say, oh, I would definitely go for my teammates. I'm going to bring my teammates. But you really don't know until you're put into that situation and you're coming over and it hits you as you're coming over that last obstacle. I could use that 10 grand.
Mm. Yeah. Randy's like, that would take a big nut off of my construction loan, you know, like my expansion.
Do I bring my, and again, I'm not ripping the other two, you know, athletes, because obviously them even being on is a lot further than this fat old guy. But, you know, as you're running, you're thinking, I can do 10 grand and they have really no shot of winning. I'm just being honest. So you're thinking, well, they're still my teammates. I brought them. Do I bring, until you're into that situation, and I've gotten pretty passionate about it over the past 5 years, not to bring up, you know, sad sob stories, but, you know, people have always said, I would take a bullet for, I would stand in front of a train for, I would do this for. Until you're put into that situation, it's easy to say any of that stuff.
Mm.
And I realized that when we had a death in the family, and I was willing to take that bullet to bring my grandson back. But it's easy to say it. You can say anything you want. Oh, I would never go after the money. I wouldn't do it. I'd bring my two partners. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know.
Does the prize amount of the money matter in that decision? If it's 10 grand, it's like, three ways, it's 3,300. But if it's 100 grand,
well, first
or
of all,
$1 million,
the weatherman never said he was splitting it. The money goes to him. It's not going to the.
What if he? What if he decided? What if he said, "Hey, I did this individual. I got it. Here's 10 grand. We'll split it." What if they went with a pact beforehand? Like, "Hey, I go buy you a lottery ticket, Randy. If we win, we split it." Right? You see it all the time in like workplaces. You scratch the thing, and you will split whatever. Right. So what if they had a pack?
And then people win and it doesn't get split.
There's a lot of factors. And,
exactly.
And especially behind the scenes and in TV, you know, you see one thing, but something behind the scenes is happening totally different.
Yep.
And these TV shows are going to do what it takes to get those ratings.
Yep. And as we know, because it happened to Wes Sims, it happened to Matt Hughes on The Ultimate Fighter. They'll make people look bad when they didn't even do. Case in point, Matt Hughes, when he was a coach on The Ultimate Fighter, they show his fighter. His fighter loses. His fighter walks into the back, and there's Matt Hughes playing solitaire. So Matt becomes the biggest heel in MMA because he's a jackass that he didn't care about his fighter. He was playing solitaire. When in actuality, him playing solitaire was 3 weeks filmed before the fight. They pieced it together.
Ooh.
Sam Hoger became one of the biggest donkeys. Trying to think of what FCC radio. On season one of The Ultimate Fighter, there was a barrel at something. And all the fighters walked in, and it said, take what you want. So Sam Hoger took them all. So he became known as the thief on The Ultimate Fighter because he stole whatever it was, Ultimate UFC hats or whatever. When in actuality, there was a sign there that said, take what you want. So he took what he wanted. He wanted them all. We later went to an event. It was a grand opening of a magician in Vegas, and there was like mints there. And Sam Hoger took them all. Just taking a couple. He took them all.
Well, if you get known as taking them all, then that's
it's, as you know, reality TV, they'll pick and choose to help get ratings. They don't necessarily care what it does to you or the athlete.
Unless you are very, very experienced in television and you've already negotiated a contract ahead of time. But it comes with experience. Like you said, with your decision to go for the money or bring the team, it comes with experience. I've had a lot of experience in competition. And I'll tell you what I've learned. I'm going to take winning and losing out of the equation. And I'm going to put, you know, morals. I'm going to do what's honorable among as most people as I can. Whoever's around, whoever's witnessing it. So what Joe did was really the most honorable thing by winning the money for his family and winning the thing and bringing back the teammates all in one go.
As it turned out. What would have happened if Joe went up the 18-foot wall, didn't get up there, then had to go up the 10-foot wall, and ended up in fourth place and not second? Now, I would assume, and again, you can't, how do you answer this? But you would assume that the two guys would have said, hey, I don't blame you. This was your to go up. Mm-hmm. But would they have really meant that? You know, would one of them have deep, deep down somewhere in places you don't go? That's from A Few Good Men, you know, be pissed, you know, be upset because mm-hmm. this was my opportunity to get back. You know, we could talk about this and go on about this.
Oh, of course, because the reality versus the show. I mean, they're going to show that smiling face
right. Or
they're going to show that sad face. But, you know, all they need is a 3-second clip of you smiling or not smiling to kind of bring that imagination up in our minds.
Yep.
But I tell you what, everything behind the scenes in Ninja Warrior is very good, a supportive camaraderie. Everybody wants to help each other. It's not like I'm against them, they're against me, I got to beat them. No. Everybody, including Joe, myself, Nate, Jesse Graff, they all are like, you can do it. I want you to be your best. Let's see what you got. I know you can do it.
And you know, I've noticed that, you know, with this thing that I've now talked about a couple times, that special race at the end, they're both kind of pushing each other. They're both not upset about trying to beat the other person. And what happened last night was the guy, Joe went on to win, obviously, but the guy who he was chasing was like a half a step behind him. So he tried to leap the final whatever to get to the platform and fell. And the first thing he said to him was, you had to. You had no choice but to go for it that way.
Yes.
You know, instead
best of advice
sticking,
is just do
sticking,
it.
Right. Because if not, he wouldn't have made it because he would have then hit that last stump and then Joe would have hit the button.
Right.
So the only thing that he could have done is, you know, go for broke, you know, which is what he did. So I have noticed the team of everybody, you know, they're all in it together. And the sportsmanship that we once knew, Matthew, of MMA, which has slowly disappeared, and we've talked about that, appears to be what it is right now in this reality show.
What's really cool is that you guys are all inspired. I'm inspired. That's one thing off the list right now. The next thing is that hopefully what we're saying to everybody listening, thank you all for listening, is that don't be afraid to pursue this dream. You're not going to go into a place where people are out to cut you and beat you and destroy you. You're going into a place where there's people out there that support you, that love you, that want to see you shine and do your best. That exists. Not everything is so against the world.
True. What was the process like, you know, for you to get, you know, your application in and I'm sure a video and all that?
So it was just an online application, ninjawarriorcasting.com. You fill it out. And I think the key is the submission video. Must be at least 2 minutes long. And that's where you really got to nail it. You got to show that you're camera ready. going to show that you're not going to, you know,
freeze up
in front of the camera. You got a good attitude. You got optimistic. And you also got to show with their get their attention within the first few seconds of that clip what you're capable of. You can do the salmon ladder, the warped wall. They want to see those abilities. They want to see character.
I'll get you on the show, Matt, if you promise to fall on the first obstacle.
I'll be a star.
That would be awesome.
The red braided mohawk flying through the obstacles.
You got the trainer right here.
I'll carry my spear with me.
Yeah.
And it is Knockout Radio versus everybody, as the shirt says.
Why? Yes, it does.
Why is there not one of those gyms in the Tampa Bay area? Or
there,
is that something you're
there
working?
Are, but once you're in the community, you're connected to all those gyms.
Into it.
You'll know where they're at.
We'll talk.
There's
more.
Actually one here in Pinellas Park.
We'll talk more. I turned you off because you talk too much. We'll talk more about it in the second hour. Mike Perry coming up.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the apparatus that I was just on as well. Coming to you live. This is Knockout Radio.
My face, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.